When the Father and the Son of God dwells in you. Yes. So, dear friends, oblates. So, we have the great feast of St. Rosa de Lima, the patroness of all the Americas. So, we are under her patronage, and we have to follow her footsteps, which is the innocence, the purity of her life, especially her charity. So let's take the gospel to explain what God wants from us regarding our vocation, our Catholic life, and how to live this crisis. See, following the examples in the Rosa de Lima. So first, we notice in the gospel of today, which is the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins. So the 5 wise virgins are those who are following the path to heaven. So those who are living the Catholic life as they should be. And the 5 foolish virgins are Catholics also, but they are not following the path to heaven. So let's analyze the gospel. So they were with the lamps and waiting for the husband to come. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. So our Lord comes to our life many times in our life, but he refers especially for our day of our death, no? When we die, or when our Lord will come second time on the clouds to judge living and the living and the dead. So basically, we have to be ready to receive our Lord any moment, because he might be visiting us not only when we die, but also, for example, when we have to receive graces. It's a visit that he comes to us in our life. So he does that every day, basically. So let's analyze. The lamp is the light. So the end of a lamp is to give light. So the light is the divine light that shines forth our life. When grace, which is oil, the oil which feeds the lamp, is grace given to us by the Holy Ghost, which feeds this light so that we be shining forth all the days of our life, the Catholic life. So our actions, our words, our thoughts, or whatever we do, has to shine forth God's work in us. So God's who is living in us, God who is our Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ. So basically, oil is grace, so the Holy Ghost in our souls, the activity, so the intensity, so how much grace we have, so the working of the Holy Ghost in our lives. It's exactly what we receive the day of our baptism. You remember when you may not remember, but you are very little, but when someone is baptized, he receives a candle, lit candle, and the priest, as the godparents and the new baptized, along with the parents and the priests, to grab the candles and to say, receive the light, yes, that God given to you through baptism, that you may shine forth virtues and divine life upon the others. You may be a light, alive for your families and for the world. Keep that light alive through grace, through the life of the Holy Ghost in you. So this is precisely what is meant in the gospel when our Lord visits suddenly. Those who are living through the life of God are those who have the enough oil as to shine forth the light of the divine light of the Catholic life. This is the divine life. This is the divine light is the Catholic life shining forth. And because the other foolish virgins, so they were not worried about grace, about the Catholic life, about Catholic teachings as priority. So they were neglecting specific grace. So they were not ready when our Lord came. They were busy in things of the world, basically. This is the first commandment. The first commandment is when we follow, or so we love God above all things. Therefore, grace is priority. And therefore, we are on the way of God. We don't neglect God's duties, God's law, God's charity, the fraternal charity, our prayers, because it's our priority, because it's the first commandment. To me, that we have enough grace to persevere and to be saved. But as a majority of Catholics, even traditionalists, they are foolish. Means that they don't place God's will, God's law, God's grace above all things. They place other priorities about God. For example, their families, their business, their health, their own safety, for example. Even many prefer to be protected or to be feel well and safety than to trust in God and to follow the way of the cross, for example. This is why the major test for Catholics today is the cross. Why? Because the cross is like our Lord coming to our lives. So if we really put God above all things, we will embrace the cross and carry it, even if it's painful, because we want to follow God's law, God's will. God's grace is priority. But this is not the case of the majority, even traditionally. So when the cross of our Lord comes, they want to flee from it. They want to put it away. So they look for excuses or look for human reasons to choose their own reasoning or their human things about grace, about God's interest, God's glory, God's grace, God's will, God's law. To the human spirit. So because remember, our Catholic life is divine. It means oil to remain alive, we need that holy oil, which is great, which is divine. So there is no human beings capable of maintaining alive that grace. There's no human reasonings or human motives capable of keeping that grace strong. This is the mistake of almost all Catholics. They look for human means, human reasonings, human means and human reasons to practice their Catholic life. No. The issue today, the way God is showing us is a cross. It's not appealing to the senses, it's not appealing to our health, our safety, our future, our pocket. It's not appealing. In fact, it's, humanly speaking, it's crucifying. Crucifying the way God has chosen for us in these moments. So we have to take that, accept that reality, in order to keep grace alive. Because St. Louis de Montfort says that what fits up our charity, what keeps alive our light of faith is the cross, he says. So the gas, the combustible, what keeps alive the fire, is the cross, the wood of the cross. And especially what we reject, that we don't want. This is why it's a very dangerous situation, because most Catholics live in the illusion that by doing what they do is enough. So pride takes over their life, thinking with presumption that that's enough what they do. Being that the cross is rejected, usually. So they live in an illusion. They reject the cross, thinking that can be replaced by the rosary, by a good behavior or trusting God. No. But the only way to keep alive this life of our of grace is the cross. Because way. It's not human way, because it's painful. The cross is painful. It's about human feelings. Are not attracted to the cross. This is why our Lord has very few friends, St. Louis de Montfort says. Because the cross is not appealing to the senses, to the human mind, to the human heart. But this is the only way to keep alive the grace, to keep grace going on in our life and to save our souls. That's the reason why we don't rely upon people, even upon priests, even upon sacraments, because they might not give us that grace because we are not disposed, because we are proudful. It's why we don't trust the appearances, but we trust the source of all graces, which is the cross given to us through Mary. So grace is given to us from the cross through Mary. So it's not enough to trust Mary, because we need to love the cross, because if we reject the cross, saying that we love Mary, we are liars. We don't receive grace. In order to receive grace, we must love Mary, yes, but also the cross, which is the source of all graces in the redemption. This is precisely the point with almost everybody fails. They say that they love Mary, that they are good Catholics, that they do their duties, and but they reject the cross. They don't want the cross. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to be without consolations, without friends, without opposition, without persecution. They don't want to be without that, without things. This is precisely the test. Grace is given through the cross, and from the cross from Mary. So this is why we end as in the sermon, saying again, always we end in the same way. The cross and the Blessed Virgin Mary together is our Lady of Solitude, which is being rejected with along with our Lord. Our Lord is having taken away from every family, hearts, schools, countries. So our Lady is in solitude because sins abound, our Lord is taken away. Especially she has to carry that rejection in her heart. And we have to repair that heart, accompany that heart, console that heart, grabbing the cross, embracing the cross, along with the Blessed Virgin Mary together, and to live this life with enough grace through that embracement of the cross and our Lady together. It's the only way to survive and to have enough grace, not to be foolish, and not to risk salvation. It's the only way to keep persevering. Embracing our Lady and the cross together, that means her sorrows and her solitude, and the cross that she's carrying, that we may carry also along with her, so that to have enough grace for us and our families in this crisis, in this darkness. Otherwise, we will be foolish. If we don't do that, we will be foolish, like the virgins, who didn't put grace as priority. And again, grace is available only on the cross, through Mary. No everywhere else, no. For example, to have sacraments without the cross, we will not have enough grace from those sacraments. But to have sacraments, yes, very good, but we need to embrace the cross. If we don't embrace the cross, we don't have the dispositions, enough dispositions to have the sufficient grace to be safe, even if we have sacraments. If we have sacraments, it's not the solution, but it's the embrace of the cross. So we ask Saint Rosa de Lima to help us understand these things, because she did that. If you study her life, she was the whole time in austerity, in fasting. The amount of disciplines and elements of penance was amazing. I had the privilege to go three times to see how harsh was her life in order to bring those graces, that oil upon our souls, in order to save us, to help us to save us, put a good example. So we have those graces to Saint Rose, the example and the light and the wisdom and the strength and the love for the cross that we need. Learn to persevere and to be safe. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.